Officials now say that 17 people died when a duck boat capsized in Table Rock Lake in southwest Missouri last night. The boat was carrying 31 people when it was hit by a fierce squall, and video recorded from shore shows the boat being violently rocked and hit head-on by large waves. Missouri Governor Michael Parson spoke at a news conference earlier today.
I know everybody wants to know the details, and all those details will come in time, but for right now, It's about really trying to protect the families, to unite the families, and to deal with the situations they're in. I think that's the most important thing.
Kyle Palmer is following the story for KCUR in Kansas City, and he joins us. And Kyle, first of all, we're hearing that the duck boat's captain was among the survivors. What else do we know?
Yes, that's what we're learning. The captain survived. The driver of the duck boat did not. So we expect that investigators, both local and federal at this point, will be asking the captain a lot of questions. Of course, many questions from people who have been watching this from afar center around why the boat was on the lake. There was a severe thunderstorm warning that went out at about 6:30 last night local time, and the first distress calls from this boat that was having trouble came in at about 7:10, so it's unclear when the boat left and if they knew the severity of the storm that was coming and the high winds and the waves that it would produce.
Right. Well, as we mentioned, there is video of what happened to the boat. Some onlookers at a nearby restaurant took this video, and we have a clip of that. You can really just hear the shock in their voices.
Oh, those poor people. Oh, my gosh. Poor guys. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
So obviously conditions on the lake very bad at this time, at the time when the boat was on the water. But about the victims themselves, what have you been hearing about them?
So what authorities have been able to reveal so far, as you mentioned, 17 people dead, and that number is now set. All the people who were on the boat last night, 31 in total, have been accounted for. The victims, we've been told, range in age from 1 year old to 70 years old. There are seven people that are still hospitalized. Three of those people, we've been told, are children. So these duck boats at Table Rock Lake, a very family-friendly attraction. People get on the boats to kind of view Table Rock Lake in the Branson area with their family and kids. And so it's not a surprise that these victims have such a wide age range. And I think that's what makes, for a lot of people watching this, extremely tragic.
Mm. Stone County Sheriff Doug Rader said earlier today at a news conference that an off-duty sheriff's deputy was part of the initial rescue effort. Let's listen to that.
I had a Stone County deputy that was on the Branson Bell doing off-duty security. He was involved in the rescue. There was employees of the Branson Bell that jumped in and helped with rescue. And there was even passengers that was getting on the Branson Bell assisted in rescuing people.
Hmm. Now, Kyle, are the owners of the duck boat company itself, are they cooperating with investigators?
Yes, the owners of Ride the Duck Branson have released a statement, and actually on their website have a pretty simple graphic, a black ribbon, and they say that they have been deeply affected by this at this time. It's owned by Ripley's Entertainment, which is the same company behind the Ripley's Believe It or Not auditoriums that you might find in touristy cities. That sale was actually just occurred less than a year ago. It used to be owned by another owner, but Ripley's Entertainment bought it last year. So they seem to be cooperating, and I think many people just still have a lot of questions about this.
Yeah, namely, why was it on the lake during that terrible weather? Well, Kyle Palmer with KCUR in Kansas City, thanks so much.
Thank you.